Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now, here we go. You can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. That includes The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima, live from 6 to 10 a.m. Subscribe to our channel for free. And then you can watch all the best content from our favorite shows on The Fan each and every weekday.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We're going to talk a little bit of Guardians all day. We're talking Browns today. So all kinds of things going on. It's kind of a Browns Therapy Monday, so we need to get it off our chest. I know you want to get it off your chest, too. And then we're getting right back into the Guardians. Tickets went on sale at 10 o'clock for the next 3 days for wild card tickets, single game sale. So you want to hop on board on their website if you want to go buy tickets and take care of business right there. You did come out in full force over the week, last week, man. Amazing stuff. When you're putting 30,000 a night in there, and I, you know, we all lived through 455, but it definitely had that feel. Everybody I was talking to about folks that were going to the game, because man, this feels like the 90s. This feels just like the 90s. It's awesome. So hopefully we get to enjoy a little bit more of that and see what this team can do. I do want to go back to the Browns. There's a pending question. I think we're all kind of sitting on it, trying to figure out what to do with the quarterback situation. It's not, you can make a million excuses for Joe Flacco. And you might not think that Joe Flacco is the problem on the offense, especially when you're playing with three of your five offensive linemen. Your wide receivers are struggling. You finally seem to have found a running back. Your tight ends have done a good. I know Fannin dropped that one pass yesterday, but the tight ends have been good so far. Whitehart actually had a target yesterday. The tight ends have been good. I can live with that. I can live with the running back situation with Quinshon Judkins as well. So did I miss anything there offensively?
As far as what, good?
Yeah, I mean, there is some...
I think the tight ends have been competent, and I think that Quinshon has been good. Other than that, I haven't seen much.
I can't argue with you. I can't argue with you. So, but the bigger question is even if Flacco was like an A-, and I don't know that a lot of people are saying that, there is an opportunity here, though, you have to believe, and that the window is probably closing on what he can do for this team, and the expectations and the wonderment of Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders are sitting there and they're pushing it.
Wonderment. I like that.
Thank you. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that's nice.
I always try to find a new word for
sure,
you.
Sure, it's real nice.
But they're all on the fly. It's not like I'm looking them up.
Make a note.
Right, wonderment? You like that? Mm-hmm. It's like double mint only with your mind. Say. Yeah.
Do you like spearmint? No, I'd like wonderment.
Yes. Frank in Grafton. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Hey, good morning. I think we should all take a deep breath.
Everyone,
because we're not going to be playing teams like Detroit every week. We got the second toughest schedule, maybe. Things should get better going forward. When the baseball team was 15 games out, everybody was all upset, and I know it doesn't look good. And as far as AB and Stefanski, I think they're not thinking about the draft. I think they're trying to save their jobs and win now. So whoever thought the Ravens would be 1-3, we win a couple of games, we're at 500. I know that's kind of hard to accept now, but it's not how you start. It's how you finish the season that matters.
There you go, Frank. Actually, Minnesota's not playing great football. There's a chance.
I kept thinking this yesterday with them playing in Dublin against Steelers. Do they have an advantage because they're there for a week or no?
I have no idea.
None? I don't know. Maybe they're comfortable.
They have an advantage because they have Justin Jefferson and a good defense. Better defense.
I don't know. Dan, you think it's an unfair advantage for Minnesota because they're there right now? A little bit?
I mean, they do have an advantage. They're adapt to the time
Yeah.
faster if they're not jet-lagged. But I always I was running into being jet lag coming back more than being there.
It's not about the jet lag. It's just about like your body trying to adjust to being on the other side of the earth.
I think Mr. Phelps is also more hitting on the point that needs to be said, which is they have Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison.
Yeah, and they almost came back
and Jordan Mason, who, by the way, is running the ball really well for them.
And that defense. I think that's what you need to be focused on instead of can you sleep on airplane?
Correct.
Can I tell you that my favorite play from did you guys catch any of that game yesterday? Did you watch any of it?
The morning game?
Yeah. When Aaron Rodgers, when they needed 1 yard in the fourth quarter, I was doing the pregame show. I caught this out of the corner of my eye. When they only needed 1 yard, they kind of put Aaron Rodgers in a tailback spot and moved one of the big uglies under center and tried to have him get the 1 yard. And Aaron Rodgers just stood in the same position, like Superman. Just like standing there. Didn't even move.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Did you catch that play?
I must not have seen that one.
Yeah, it was. They were going for 1 yard late in the game. Okay, thanks for playing.
I would help you. I was watching Arsenal Newcastle.
Oh, my God. You know what's worse? I was doing the Browns pregame show. I caught it on the corner of my eye. KT is in Cleveland. Hey, KT.
Hello, KT.
Joe, to answer your question, do we need to make a quarterback change? I would say yeah, but reason being is because, and that's what I brought up to your call screener, a lot of people forget that you got somebody like Flacco playing quarterback, it's almost like 12 against 10. So now you got this extra guy on defense, doesn't have to account for the quarterback, so now he's adding extra run support or extra pass support. So that's cramping your offensive style right there. And team can, you know, they can plot against that when they get to see you.
Wait, we have any style? This team has style on offense? I missed that.
They dance style like, that's being cramped.
I don't know. They dance like I do so far. They have no rhythm. Go ahead. I'm just kidding, KT.
Can't argue, KT.
And my other quick thing was to say is the Jeff, you mentioned you almost kind of make it sound like you can't produce or you can't, you know, whatever I'm trying to say, a starting quarterback if it's not in the first round is what I'm trying to say. You make it seem like, oh, since they got him in the third round, they obviously wasn't thinking about him being a good quarterback, because if they did, they would have drafted him in the first round. I mean, that's kind of like a lot of quarterbacks don't get drafted in the first round to turn out to be good quarterbacks. Right?
Give me five.
Well, I can give you Roethlisberger. I can give you Brady.
Roethlisberger was a first rounder. He was like the seventh overall pick.
Was he? Yeah. Well, that's going to be a hard question for me to give you five. But, yeah, I'm sure you can think of
them. And, KT, it is possible. But the NFL is dominated by quarterbacks who were drafted in the first round. Take a look at the rosters. There are a couple right now who weren't. Brock Purdy is one of them. Jalen Hurts is another. Dak Prescott's another. And there aren't very many more than that. And you know, you don't draft a quarterback in the third or fifth round and think that he's your franchise guy. Do you hope you get lucky? Sure you do. Do I hope they get lucky? You bet I do. But that's not the way the NFL works. I mean, let's not be naive with our optimism. That's not the way the NFL works. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're going to take a quarterback next year at number two, well, or at number whatever with the two first-round picks, unless Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders gets plenty of playing time and goes out and looks really good. And that's why, Andy, you asked who should play quarterback. That's why it shouldn't be Joe Flacco right now. And I say that even though the rest of the offense isn't designed to help any quarterback. This isn't Joe. It's not just, you know, Joe's not playing really well, but it's not just him.
Frankie is in Elyria, not Hollywood. Hi, Frankie. How are you?
Frankie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. You?
I want to say, I mean, you could tell Kevin and Andrew had a plan from the get-go. They probably looked at our schedule and said the first 5 or 6 games is a gauntlet, and we're not going to see no rookie until after that.
Yeah, we might hear differently at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, for sure. As much as I love Fannin, his drop yesterday was a game changer. You couldn't have walked up there and placed that ball any better.
It's a sort of. I mean, you miss the field goal, and then you give up the special teams touchdown. You can't do that. Thanks, Frankie. I wish you would have caught it. Yep, I get it. But the whole game flipped right there. It just flipped. And who's not calling out special teams, man? Special teams have not been good this year. You got one game. You got one win. Special teams have not been good.
They're making mistakes, Andy. That's not good.
Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, I just have to disagree with you, Mr. Phelps. I think that's the logic of the NFL is what you're saying, but let's keep it real. Just because a person gets drafted in the first round, that's the problem with the NFL. They get more chances to fail than the people, quarterbacks, is coming out in the second, third, like Brock Purdy, but just like you said, Brock Purdy is a franchise quarterback, but people go, oh, he's a system quarterback. And that's the problem. Like, we don't know what these two guys are going to be. But I call because I don't like Stefanski. I think he's one of the worst quarter coaches.
Wait a minute. You don't like Stefanski? I can't. Oh, no. You've said that every phone call you've ever called over the last 2 years. Yes.
I think he's the worst quarterback. I think he's the worst quarterback in Browns history based upon the talent that he had and what he did with it. Now, I just want to always give a shout out.
What talent?
What he's had with the talent, he's had the number one offensive line, number one quarterback, number one defensive line. He's had the number one running back tandem in the league. He's had top tier, I'd say top 10, top 15 receivers. He's had Pro Bowl cornerbacks. How much talent do we need to make it to at least a championship game? So, but I want to give a shout out to that defensive effort once again. They're trying to win while the offense, for some reason, keep putting them. The coaches keep just dragging up, and oh my God, like Flacco, sit down, coach him sitting down. Like, listen, let's keep it real. You're going to lose with the rookies. Let's see what they got. And this notion of putting a professional player against what you perceive a weaker team, that to me is the ultimate slap in the face of any professional player. If I'm a quarterback, put me in, let me compete against tough, top-tier defenses. Like, we're talking about, you know, the Vikings or maybe, you know, like their defenses. If we want to know where our future is going to be, put them against some quality defenses and let them compete so we know and they know what they have. This notion of putting them against a weaker team or let's put them in after week 7 or we do this, that to me is the weak argument of a losing franchise.
All right. Goure makes his point.
Just to back up what I had said earlier, I just quickly looked at the AFC to double check. For whatever it's worth, okay, go ahead and, you know, Purdy, talk about all the other guys you want. Of the 12 guys who are supposed to be starting quarterbacks in the AFC, and I say supposed to be because Joe Burrow's hurt, 15 of the 16 quarterbacks were first-round draft choices. The only one who wasn't, Geno Smith with the Raiders.
There you go. Tyvus Powell next, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.